News Talk 1620 WTAW visiting this Friday with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department. A couple of things to bring up right off the bat. One, the timing is now after the police department held an officer retirement reception this afternoon.
Yes, we had a dual reception. One, Officer Phil Brown, he has been with us for 26 years and 9 months, and he retired today from the police department. And Officer Tracy Sheets officially retired today with 16 years and 4 months of service. We had a wonderful reception. It was very nice. Officer Brown has been with us since 1985, and in 1988 he joined the traffic unit, and that's where he's been ever since. He loved being on motors. He loved working traffic duties. Very, very experienced in collision reconstruction. He's been an integral part of that team. He's going to be very much missed in that area. He's been nominated as an Employee of the Year. He was a Kiwanis Club Employee of the Year. He was an advisor for our Explorer Troop when we had that, and spent a lot of time mentoring high school kids who had an interest in law enforcement. But we are going to truly miss Phil. It's going to be kind of strange not seeing him in the halls. His wife, Debbie, been married to her since 1985, so she's been a cop's wife all these years, and so it's probably going to be a little bit different for her, too, having him home. And his two children were there. Katie just got out of the Navy, and Stephen is still in the Navy, but they were able to come and join him today. We also, you know, welcomed Officer Sheets and her family, and you know, I think people know Tracy because, you know, she's been in the news here and there, but she joined us in 1994, worked on patrol until 1999, left us for a little bit for a career in the private sector, but like it happens to a lot of people, law enforcement drew her back. And 2001, she came back to us, and she's always loved patrol, but she also had a huge interest in forensics, a lot of training in that area. She was very good as a crime scene technician, very detailed-oriented, and a good addition to our forensic unit. At times, she has been a bike officer, so she's a certified bike officer, certified crime prevention inspector. She used to teach Project Saved, which was an alcohol awareness class that TABC gave to fifth graders. And she also has her Masterpiece Officer Certificate. So today was her official retirement going away. And Tracy's still going to be in town along with Officer Brown. And so we hope that we still see them quite a bit. But it's just different not seeing them in the halls every day.
For sure. In the meantime, a very busy week for multiple divisions of the police department with the missing persons report that unfortunately resulted in the discovery of the gentleman's body there in the Arboretum Pond.
It has been a busy week. We got the report late on Monday night from Mr. Mariaka's family that he was missing, very unlike him to not make contact with them. So they were very worried. He has a real small circle of friends, not one to socialize a lot. And so that was the reason that they knew something wasn't right. They came to the police department. We immediately began our search, located a piece of personal property, which, of course, because the investigation is still ongoing, we can't disclose what that was. But it led us to concentrate in the wooded area of Bee Creek Park, which is more commonly known as the D.A. Andy Anderson Arboretum. It's kind of a natural preserve, so it is. The brush is very thick. It's got a pond in the middle of it. The pond, because it is a nature preserve, has a lot of stumps and debris. It's not something that's real friendly to be able to drag and to be able to search, but we did have a search dog network come out and assist us. Sheriff's Department assisted us with bringing out their boat and dragging what portions of the pond they could. Bryan Fire Department, College Station Fire Department all helped. And, you know, we searched and then finished what we could at the point on Wednesday or Tuesday afternoon. The plan was at that time to go back out on Wednesday afternoon. We sent officers back over there to search again because I guess just had a feeling that there was something there. And, you know, many times if somebody has drowned or is in a body of water, they don't come to the surface right out of the way. And our officer, within about 5 minutes of being on scene, and that was his assignment that day, was to go back to the Arboretum and do a secondary search. And within 5 minutes of being there, he saw what he thought appeared to be a body in the pond. Again, got everybody back out there, and we retrieved what ended up being Mr. Mariaka's body. He was positively identified. Unfortunately, we had to notify his next of kin of that. But the investigation into this case is not over. The body has been sent for autopsy. We sent it to Travis County. It'll be about 6 weeks before we get those results. But yesterday, and I guess Wednesday evening and for a good portion of yesterday, we had recruits from the Central Texas Police Academy out there assisting our officers and searching that area very, very thoroughly, because we can't wait 6 weeks and then go back out there and hope to find good physical evidence. And so that area was thoroughly searched again yesterday with the assistance of the cadets, and any information that they gathered would be included in the case file. And I'm sure that witnesses and family and friends will be re-interviewed, and you know, hopefully we will get some type of closure for this family.
So nothing determined yet whether we have natural causes or foul play?
Exactly. We will not be able to make any determination just by visual. That's something that will have to be determined by the coroner.
And any further plans to go back out to the park?
At this point, I do not believe so. They were out there for almost 24 hours, or at least had it secured for almost 24 hours from the time the officer located the body until they cleared yesterday a little bit after 1 o'clock. They had almost 30 cadets out there assisting our criminal investigation division, so we probably had a good 40, 45 people out there searching that area. So I think that they have done a good, thorough investigation in the daylight, which is, always our friend. And hopefully recovered everything, if they recovered anything at all, that would be of interest to them in their investigation.
All right, let's finish up here on this Friday before the holiday weekend with reminders to be careful when you're on your streets and maybe on your bicycles and the bike paths, on the water, wherever your travels take you, or if you're just going to hang out in the yard this weekend.
Clicket or ticket, still in effect. Wear your seat belts. Make sure you know your route before you leave so you're not distracted as you're driving. If you had anything to drink, make sure you designate somebody to drive, because we want everybody who's in Bryan College Station visiting our community and anybody who lives here and is going on a trip to be safe and return to our community safely.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.